Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Holy shit. I'm here. I'm back. You guys are here. You guys are back. It has been a hot fucking minute since I have talked to you. I was just looking back and I think my last episode was in September. And here we are in the middle of July 2020. A year of fucking chaos upon chaos upon chaos. Am I right? Man, it has been a trip and a fucking half. But I just have been feeling so called to come back to this platform and speak. So I'm going to follow that and I'm going to speak. And today, I guess I'm just going to give you kind of like a little bit of an update and just kind of, I want to touch upon goals and tips and tricks and all of the things. But yeah, let's get into it. So last time we spoke, it was kind of like the end of a chapter. We had closed on our house. We were just starting to live in a new space and just like all of the things. You know, my daughter was starting a new school year. It was just a bunch of new beginnings, but also having to let go. Having to let go of the old, having to let go of this vision that I had, and embrace the new. And here I am again, literally, I feel like doing the same thing. I am currently 24 weeks pregnant. This Sunday, we are celebrating our 1 year wedding anniversary, which is fucking boggles my mind that it was a year ago that we got married. Like, I just feel like this, I don't even know. I think a lot of people feel this, like 2020, it's just been like a wash, but also something that really needed to happen, I truly believe. 2020, numerology-wise, is a year of building. It's a year of starting over, of planning, of creating a foundation. And honestly, like, releasing all of the shit. And with, you know, everything coming to light, all the just massive chaos world, like worldwide that's been happening with, you know, the coronavirus, Black Lives Matter, and now, this whole Wayfair, sex trafficking thing that has been coming out, and just literally it is, I mean, it's written in the stars, you guys, it's written in the stars, and it just says a lot about how important, first of all, numerology, astrology, and all of that is, and how things really are mapped out. But anyways, I digress. But yeah, it's really about building and starting and, you know, recreating, rewriting, starting from scratch. And that's where we're at. That's where I am at. And actually today, it was a pretty exciting day. I am working on a dream that my friend and I have had for a really long time. We actually started looking for a space back way in the beginning of this year. I want to say like February, for a space to teach Buddha yoga. For those of you who do not know what Buddha yoga is, it is a incredible healing practice. That is meant to help you release stored tension, stored trauma, stored just all of the things in your body, in your cells, because that's where we store all of our trauma, is in deep within our cells. And through movement and static shaking, that is how you release that. So we are looking for a space to do that. And also, let me just explain a little bit more, because booty, which is spelled BUTI. A lot of people think of booty as your ass, and no, that is not. That is not at all, even though we do shake our ass a bit. That is not at all what it is. Booty means to cure what is hidden. And that is exactly what it is. We are curing the hidden trauma, or the very blatant trauma that is within ourselves through movement and static shaking and, you know, just moving our body. And it is a mix of tribal dancing, strengthening exercises, cardio, HIIT, like all of the things, as well as the traditional yoga sequences. So it is an incredible practice that I was introduced to in 2018. Absolutely fell in love, because honestly, I'm the type of person that when I work out, I want to sweat, I want to move, I want to gyrate. Like, I need to feel like I'm getting a workout in. And traditional yoga, as much as I fucking love it and appreciate it and understand the value in it, it just wasn't enough for me. So when I was introduced to booty and I was literally dripping in sweat and like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened? I was hooked. I was fucking hooked. I planned on getting certified in 2018, and with divine timing and this, that, and the other thing, it just did not happen. Which brings me to 2020. And I am now certified as a booty yoga instructor. I actually was blessed to be able to do it during the pandemic. When, you know, everything was closed, they decided that instead of doing the in-person 3-day, trainings, which I was already signed up for, they were going to offer them online, and I was able to do that, and holy shit, it was amazing. But that was a goal that I had since 2018, and I was able to accomplish it regardless of the pandemic or not. So, now we are looking for a space, and we are going to be seeing a space in the exact location that we want to be in. And it's just like happened to pop up, because ultimately we had not given up, but we had decided like, okay, well, because we were obviously trying to find a place, and then the pandemic happened and everything fucking shut down and we were all fucking quarantined and this, that, and the other thing. So that was put on hold until now. Everything's starting to, you know, open back up, thank God. And we're able to, you know, start this process again. So we were looking for a space, and just nothing we were finding was working. It was either too little of a space for too much, you know, rent, or it was just a stupid location that just would not work. And it was just one roadblock after another. So we were like, well, maybe we should just try, you know, to join a local studio or fitness place and whatnot. And I had been in contact with a few places, and they seemed to be really interested in this, that, and the other thing. And then it was just like crickets. And I was like, this is kind of crazy. Like, why are we running into all of these things? And I had gotten fed up, and I was like, you know what, let's just regroup, because sometimes that's what you got to do, you guys. Sometimes, you know, it's not giving up. It's just saying, all right, let me take a moment. Let me take a step back. Let's figure out what we need to do, what's truly in alignment. And we're getting frustrated, and we don't want to settle. We didn't want to settle on anything. Because settling is never a fucking option. Like, you're never going to be happy where you are, what you're doing, with anybody. Like, we're not settling. So I just happened to be looking on Craigslist, of all places, which I really never go to anymore. And I saw this ad for a space that was exactly the size that we were looking for. And the rent was way more doable than any place we had found, and the location was exactly where we want to be. So I was like, holy shit. So I jumped on the phone and I called her, my business partner, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, check out this place, blah blah, we should totally see it. Like, I just had this feeling. She looked at it too, had this amazing feeling. So needless to say, today we are going to see the space, and I have really high hopes. And, you know, just a lot of synchronicities and messages from spirit have been coming through, and like even in dreams and stuff. And the card pulls that I've been doing for myself have really been like really positive. So I have high hopes. Obviously, being open to it not working as well as we thought it would, because everybody can take great pictures nowadays. So we've only seen it through the computer. We haven't seen it in person, but we will see. We will see. So I'm doing that this afternoon, and I'm super, super stoked because this is really, truly what we've been working on for a really long time. And myself, I've been, she's newer to Booty. I actually introduced her and she absolutely like fell in love with it. So I'm so, so grateful to be able to share this experience with her and to open this up to the community. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing and beautiful divine timing, because I was in a completely different state, like physically and mentally, in 2018. And there's a reason. There's always a reason that things don't work out for you guys. There really is. And if there's anything that I have learned throughout the past few years, it's really to just surrender to the process and to trust in divine timing and to trust that you are always fucking supported and that there's always a reason that things do or do not work out for you. And we do not half the time, 95% of the time, probably, honestly, know what the reason is that something does or does not work out for us, right? We just sit there in disappointment and guilt and like, why? Why is this happening? Why me? All the things. But ultimately, you have to just surrender and to trust and to be like, okay, it is either this or something better. And that is the mindset that I have been trying to, go into so many things with. And this is definitely one of them. If it's not this place, then something better will come along. And just like the other places that we're starting to look at, if it wasn't those places which didn't work out, because they just weren't the right fit, it was either this or something better. And that's what we kept telling ourselves. And that's just such an important mindset to have. And especially in times like these, I feel it's like there's just so much going on right now, so much transition, so much coming to light, and it's really a time to just surrender and to just be open to the possibilities, be open to everything, and to really open your eyes to see the truth, to see the truth. And I'm not even going to get into a lot of this stuff that's happening in the world right now, because I just don't want to get into that right now. Maybe someday down the line, but I just feel it's really important for us as a collective to be open to seeing the fucking truth, because the truth is being revealed. Whether you want to fucking believe it or not, it is. But anyways, so that's happening today. Again, like I mentioned, I am 24 weeks pregnant. And it's really funny because, first of all, I can't believe that I'm pregnant again, honestly. Like, it still blows my mind. Because, like, the last time I was pregnant, I was a single mom. I literally had just gotten out of a abusive, mentally, like, fucked up relationship. I had no idea who I was. I was living in this teeny ass studio apartment, like living paycheck to paycheck, barely getting by, and here I am pregnant and alone. With like just utter chaos and just all of the things. And that was 6.5 years ago, 7 years ago, technically, because my daughter's 6.5 right now. But this time, I'm married. I have a stable career. I have my own jazz going on. Like, I have support. I have a daughter. It's just insane. I feel like I'm doing this for the first time. To be completely honest, I feel like this is just the first time like the first time being pregnant, because it's just so vastly different than the first time I actually technically was pregnant. But it's so beautiful at the same time, because like just seeing the excitement and the having a daughter, you know, my first child saved my life. It absolutely saved my life. I would never be the person that I am today. I probably literally wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for her. And now to see just like her joy and excitement for having a sister, or having a girl, by the way, she is so over the moon. She has wanted, first of all, she's wanted a sister for forever. And she finally got one. Like, she finally got one. And just seeing the excitement, and hearing her, you know, talk to her in my belly and just talk about her and like all the things that they're going to do together and all the things she has to teach her. And just like, she has like such a motherly instinct anyways that I just know she's going to be the best big sister. And it's just going to be the most heart opening, heartwarming, like, blast of chaos, obviously, because, you know, two kids, I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna do, but it is what it is. It's gonna be a ride, it's gonna be a trip, and it's gonna be amazing. And, you know, just seeing my husband, who is not my daughter's biological father, you know, just share this experience, and like share an experience with someone, share being pregnant with someone. I didn't have that the first time. Like, I didn't have help the first time. I, you know, was sick, and I mean, this first trimester, I will say, was way worse, I feel, than with my first daughter. And I think, I honestly just think it's because, you know, when I had to rest, I could rest. Like, and now it's like, yo, you got like a house to take care of. You have a daughter to take care of, like a fiance or a fiance, a husband, like all these like little extra things that I didn't have before. So I could really literally just focus on like resting. I could take a nap when I wanted. I could just like be sick and not have to go anywhere. And now this first trimester, my God, it was so awful. It was so awful. But it's cool. It's just part of the process, and you just get through it. And, you know, I'm fucking grateful that I am feeling back to myself, because I felt like an alien took over my body for sure. It was miserable. And the guilt, you guys, there was so much guilt. And I don't know if any of you who have two kids, or even just one, whatever, but when you are so used to, you know, doing all of the things and being just like yourself and taking care of everything. And when you're down for the count, whether you're like pregnant with your second kid and you're sick, or you're just like sick for, you know, just regular sick, like when you're down for the count, it's like the whole dynamic and just like everything changes. And I felt so guilty, and I like, my daughter didn't understand why I was sick, and we would literally be playing in her room, and then all of a sudden I would get this wave of just like, holy shit, I have to eat, because that was the only way I could get rid of the nausea, is if I would eat something. I literally had to eat every 2 hours, 2 hours. And it was so frustrating, because we'd be in the middle of playing something, and I'd be like, oh God. And I'd start dry heaving, and I'd be like, I have to go eat. And she'd be like so disappointed and just like, oh, but we just started playing. And just, you know, it was a struggle. It was a huge mental struggle. And I really, truly did struggle through the first trimester. And that's another thing. Like, my mentality was really awful. I definitely think I had a bout of depression, which I had not experienced since high school. In high school, I had really, really severe depression. And I felt like I was going down that rabbit hole again. And it was scary. It was scary. I'm not going to lie. And I wish I could say like there was this magic like thing that I did to snap out of it, but there wasn't. I still have moments of up and down. But I will say that it is so much so much better. Like, I feel so much more like myself. I feel like I have so much more energy. I feel like I am not just like a bump on the log and crying and guilty and just like all of the time. But like I said, like, I still have my moments. I still have my moments of like just you wake up and you're just like in that mood where you don't want to do anything. You just want to cry and you like, and you just have to go through it. And that's what I did. I just had to go through it. In March, I took a 2 month, I think it was 2 months. Yeah, two or 3 months. Yeah, 2 months, like sabbatical from all social media. I just, in my business, like I just knew that if I was going to go through that really dark phase, like I just had to let it all go. I just had to let it all go and I just had to focus on me. Focus on me, focus on my mental health and getting through it. And that's what I did. And that's like, it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to say, this is not serving me right now, so I need to let it go. And I will come back to it if I want to, or I won't. And I want to make sure that, you know, I remind you of that. Because I think a lot of the times, especially as entrepreneurs, we get into this mindset of go, go, go. I have to do all the things. I cannot take a break. And I need to be on point for everybody because people are counting on me. And at the end of the day, sure, that's true to a certain extent. But if you are not feeling like you are not fucking serving anybody, period. You're just not. Your energy is useless to everybody if you are not feeling 100%. So that was where I was at. That was where I was at in March, for a couple months until May, I believe, where I kind of like came out of the fog a bit and had to, you know, not had to, I didn't have to make that decision, but I made that decision to, you know, step back into my business, step back into life, like people connecting, like doing, you know, focusing on those goals that I had. And it was the best thing. And especially you guys, it's just so crazy because right in March, right when all of that was happening, was when, you know, the fucking quarantine happened and we were literally stuck in the house with my daughter. With my husband, like we were all stuck together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it was like utter chaos and just a total shift. And I on it, like I needed that time. I needed that time to just be like regroup and be like, what the fuck is going on? What, like, let's figure this out. And it really was a blessing. Like, and here I kind of digress again, but it's funny because it back to, you know, my daughter and just like being pregnant for the second time and this, that, and the other thing. I found out I was pregnant, I think a week before quarantine hit. And one of my like huge fears, to be completely honest, of being pregnant, you know, with a second child was that I was going to lose out on time, you know, with my daughter. It had been me and her for like just me and her for 3 years, and then I met my incredible husband, and you know, it's been the three of us ever since. And now we're bringing in another, you know, little girl into the picture, and as excited as everybody is, I was fearful, you know, of the change, fearful of the change, and fearful of like, oh my gosh, what if she thinks that she's not getting enough attention, you know? What if she, you know, feels left out, just like all of the things, you know, that you go through. And fucking quarantine hit. And here I am, stuck with my stuck. It sounds so bad when I say it that way, but like stuck in a house with my daughter 24/7, you know. For however long it was, I don't even know, to be, I don't even remember. It's like, well, there you go. You spent plenty of time with her. But it's just funny how life works like that, you guys. It really is. And yeah, it's just so it's been a crazy, crazy ride. And now, everything's opening and it's a wonderful because I regardless of what you think about the coronavirus, I really am a huge believer in mental health and isolation. Not only for adults, but especially for kids, is really, really scary. I even in the couple months that she was only home with us, like I saw a huge change in her, not personality, but like her, she seems very anxious now. And not like we didn't talk about the virus. Like I'm not afraid of it. I do not live in fear. I feel a lot of things about the virus that I'm not even gonna get into. But I think it was just like it's just a huge shock to kids when they're so used to going to school, seeing their friends, doing what they're doing. And the same routine every single day, and then all of a sudden they're not allowed to go to school, they're not allowed to see their friends, they're not allowed to see their family, they're not allowed to go on the playground, like they're not allowed to go in the stores. Like they're just like, what the fuck is happening? And as adults we can process it and understand to a certain extent whether we agree with it or not. Kids don't have that ability. They just don't. Especially the younger ones. So it's a huge fucking adjustment, a huge, like, what the fuck moment for them. And it totally sucked. It sucked. And I, you do what you can as a parent and as a mom to ease their anxiety and ease their, like, transition, ease the transition, I guess. But it was hard. It was hard for everybody. And just all of the things. So I, for one, am so grateful that things have opened up. She is going to camp because I, again, like I said, isolation is just not, first of all, she's a fucking social butterfly and a half. She loves being around people. She loves being around friends. And she just, it was not good mentally for her to be home 24/7, 7 days a week. It just wasn't. Which I knew it wasn't going to be, because, just her personality in general. Like, she just likes to be doing things. She likes to be out and about. She likes to be playing with people, just like all of the things. And there's only so much we can fucking do as parents, to entertain our kids. They need that interaction with others, especially kids their age. So, yeah, they sent the camp, like, official, like, hey, camp is opening. And she fucking went, and she has been going, and it's been beautiful and wonderful, and exactly what she needed, exactly what I needed, mentally. And they're doing a fabulous job of controlling, what they can control at the camp. She's only in a group of 10 kids. They're literally not allowed to mingle with any other kids. They don't go on field trips. They're not doing like any of that anymore. They're literally just inside the classroom, hanging out with each other, or they're playing outside, with each other. And I'm just so grateful. I've never been so grateful for not only teachers, but for camps and just, all of these things. And I think that's one of the hugest takeaways from this is that, first of all, I always felt this way, but I feel like teachers are so fucking undervalued and underappreciated, and they deserve to be paid like millions, millions a fucking year because trying to homeschool your child, I literally have always said I would never be able to homeschool my kid because I don't have the patience. I just don't have it in me to be a teacher of kids. And especially, your own, because they don't, they feel comfortable talking back to you or like not doing it or arguing with you or whatever. So it's a lot different than when you are in a school setting and, you know, they're doing what they're told and respectful and like all of the things. Totally different. So, you know, and that was a whole nother aspect. Back in March, is that the school shut down and they like expected these parents to just like start teaching. And I, to be completely honest, I tried, I gave it a solid like 2, 3 weeks, and it was just a fight after fight after fight, and it was not worth it. Mentally, it was not worth it for me, it was not worth it for her. So I said, fuck it, we're not gonna do this. And you know, I don't honestly care what people have to say about that. I know a lot of other people struggled with the same thing and did the same thing. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's good for you. You have to do what's good for your kid. And they are going through a really, like, not traumatic, but possibly kind of traumatic experience with this whole fucking quarantine thing. And I'm not going to sit here and push all this shit. Like, I'm not concerned about her learning. I know she's a smart kid. I know she picks up really quickly. I know she is developmentally where she needs to be in life. And I'm not worried about it. You know, we incorporate learning with play. And at this age, like, that's how a lot of kids mostly learn, anyways. So that's what we were doing. And yeah, I think it's just, there was a lot of like judgment, around that and guilt around that, to be honest. But at the end of the day, you have to make the decision for your kids. And what works for you and what works for her or him or whoever your kids are. And I can't even imagine having to teach from home more than one kid. Like, I don't know how these people did it or do it. Like, it's just, it blows my mind. My dog is barking. Hold up. And honestly, what about the kids that do not have the support? What about the kids who are not in a safe home environment? What about the kids that rely on that food at school to survive? Like, that's what is really scary. So yeah, anyways, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, for the fall time. I know I just, the school district we're in, they sent us like a little survey to kind of ask us our opinion on, you know, what we'd feel comfortable with, either sending them back to school full time or having like a alternative like type option where it's half remote, half in person, or just 100% remote. So I'll be very interested to see, you know, what actually happens, what comes out. If you hear shit in the background, you guys, it's my dog's being fucking crazy right now. So there's that. Oh, also, yeah, we got a dog since last time we talked. We adopted a pit bull mix. She's the fucking best. But yeah, she has like these she has like these bouts of energy where she's obsessed with this one bone. It's like a ball, like a tennis ball, but it's in the shape of a bone and it also has a squeaker inside, and it is like her fucking favorite toy ever. And she's just like, she'll take it and she'll throw it around and catch it like herself. Like, she plays fetch with herself. It's the funniest thing. But yeah, she's doing that right now. So if you hear like chaos in the background, that would be her. But yeah, it's just, you know, life is crazy. Life is crazy. And you just kind of have to go with the flow of things and just trust that everything happens for a reason. Everything is, you know, happening for you and not to you. And it took me a really long time to get there and to understand that. Because I would get really stuck in like, why me mentality, which I think a lot of us do. And that's why, like, just leaning into my spirituality the past couple years has really just completely shifted my life, and my ability to adapt to change and to adapt to just like everything that happens around me. Which is why I am actually working on putting together a mentorship, which is either there's going to be two options, a 3 month or a 6 month mentorship. And it is really going to be focused on like all aspects of our life, because we, when it comes to wellness and health, yeah, some of it has to do with what you put into your body. You know, right? Like what we eat, our nutrition, whether you're exercising, like all, yeah, sure, that matters too. But ultimately, the biggest things is like how we are able to balance all aspects of life. Our spirituality. Do we have a spiritual practice? And I'm not talking religion, you guys. I'm not talking religion. I'm not a religious person at all. I'm talking spirituality. Do you have a practice where you can go to find your center, to ground yourself, to rebalance, you know, all of the things? Do you have a self-care? It comes down to self-care. Do you have a self-care practice that you can rely on? That is spirituality. Whether that be meditating, whether that be journaling, whether that be taking walks in nature, like that all has to do with your spirit, your soul, and how you take care of it. But it's also talking about, you know, your relationships. How are your relationships? Are your relationships working for you? Are they working against you? And what can we do to help fix that? Are you, you know, how is your career? Are you in a position where you feel like you are, you know, happy? A lot of us are working to live instead of like living our lives with joy and happiness. And, you know, that is why I have built my business, because I was not happy working in the corporate world. And I know a lot of people are not, but they are so stuck in like that old school mentality. Or those old stories that have not only been told to them, but they've been telling themselves of like, you have to go to school, you have to get a corporate job, and that's what you do for the rest of your fucking life. You stay in the same job forever until you retire. And then at that point, you can do what you want to do with life and be happy. And it's like, no, it's so fucking backwards. So we are going to be talking about, you know, your career. And what, if any, changes, you know, you want to make in that aspect? Finances, how are you handling your money? How are you know, all of that type of jazz. And just like all of the things, because ultimately, when we are out of balance in even one aspect of our life, it affects and trickles down to every other aspect. So this mentorship is really going to be amazing. I don't even know if I mentioned this. Probably not, since the last time we spoke. But I am now a certified health coach, and I specialize in like the spirituality aspect of it. But I went to the center. Oops, sorry. I just pressed the wrong button here. The Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is a fantastic school. Like, it blew my motherfucking mind, this program. And it just literally covered exactly what I was just saying. It's all aspects of our life and how it affects our wellness, our health. It's not just the food we eat. Like, yes, we did obviously talk about all of that jazz. But it's really about the, you know, life in general, and the aspects of our life that affect our every day. It's called primary food. And our primary food are exactly what I was just talking about, the relationships, the finances, the career, the spirituality. You know, yes, the exercise and, you know, physical activity, nutrition has aspects to it. But it's just so much deeper than what we are all taught about wellness. You know, a lot of people have this mentality of wellness being, or health and wellness being like, oh, you exercise and you eat well. Like, yeah, that's such surface shit. It's such surface shit. And any of you who know and who have, maybe tried to be healthier, you know from personal experience, I know from personal experience, if I am going to try to eat well and exercise, it's all mental. It's all mental because I could do so fucking well for like a week. And then I'm like, okay, cool, I did it for a week. And now I'm just gonna go back to my old shitty habits that got me here in the first place. So, it does no good just focusing on that surface level shit of changing up your diet and adding exercise. It really has to do with diving deep into the why. Why is your life like, why are you in this position right now? Why are you unable? Why do you feel like you're unable to, eat healthier? Why are you going to McDonald's every day instead of, cooking a healthier meal? Why are you sitting here beating yourself up over not exercising? Like, why, just all of the things. So we really talk about just all aspects of what you could do to make little tweaks, little teeny tiny goals every day or every week, to feel better about your life in general. So yeah, I'm really excited to offer that. I'm going to start offering that in the next week or so. And it's all virtual. It's going to be virtual. It's going to be online. We're going to be doing two calls per month where we talk for an hour or more, depending on what you would like to achieve. Where can you find more balance in your life? And yeah, I'm really excited, really fucking excited. To offer that because it's something that I wish I had. not wish I had because I'm, here because of my experiences, but it is something that I am very passionate about sharing. And especially in the world of social media, where we are literally bombarded with all of the things, especially in like the fitness and wellness industry, where, we're flashed with these super fit like models. And it's been years of this where we get into this body dysmorphia, these eating disorders and these like, well, if this works for Sally down the street, then it works for me. Like, no, you guys, everybody's different. Everybody has different That is what makes us beautiful and powerful and unique in our own ways. Like, we all live different lives. We all are wired differently. What works for Sally down the street is probably not going to work for you because you're not fucking Sally. So, yeah, I'm really passionate about helping women, especially moms. Because again, going back to the spirituality, when you're a mom, as a society, we've been told that when you're a mom, basically you don't matter and your needs don't matter anymore. Or they are underneath like every other person in your family. And that's not true at all. I don't believe that at all. And that's what I want to help. I want to help people find a self-care practice that allows them to look at their life and all aspects of their life and to figure out what little tweaks they would like to make in order to reach certain goals, so that's what we're going to be doing, and I'm really excited, and I hope you're excited. But yeah, because sometimes I feel like we don't ask ourselves the hard questions. We don't look at certain aspects and be like, well, we just kind of like accept things for what they are instead of thinking about like what's working right now in my life? What's working well right now? Where do I feel stuck? What am I comfortable about where I'm at now? Like, what am I grateful for? Like, how would I feel if this, and this changed? Like, you know what I mean? So it's about looking at these things and looking at what are you committed to do in order to change certain things that you want to change for yourself. And making a, one small step. What is one small step this week that you could take that you know that you could do successfully that will help you feel better about X, Y, and Z? And then coming back to those goals and understanding and having enough respect for yourself to say, hey, I tried this and it worked amazingly. Or, hey, I tried this. It didn't really work. So, where can I go from here? What can I do from here? Because, you guys, at the end of the day, we all hold the answers inside of us. And sometimes you just need to sit down with somebody and have them ask you the hard questions that you're either unwilling to look at or unsure of where to even begin. And that's where I come in. I am your sounding board. I am your sounding board. I am your accountability buddy. I am the person that you can come to and be like, what can I do? And I am not going to sit here and tell you what to do. I'm going to sit here and help you walk through what you feel like you need to do. Because at the end of the day, deep down inside, you fucking know. You fucking know. We all know what we could, should, whatever would be doing to feel better about X, Y, and Z. So yeah, there's that. So that's exciting. That's something that I'm really looking forward to do. Again, the school was absolutely incredible. It was a 6-month program. They had a 6-month program and a 12-month program. So the 6-month one was just an accelerated version of the 12-month one, which I knew just would work better for my schedule and whatnot. So I am so fucking pumped. It was such a, you guys, I can't even tell you how like mind-blowing and eye-opening this program was. This is how we should be taught. This is how we should be taught. These are the subjects we should be taught in school. Not this surface level bullshit that, the education system is today. So anyways, I also, if you guys are interested in that, I do have a link in this description. They are doing a like free sample class from the program. So if you guys are interested, definitely check that out. Again, it is mind-blowing. I am so forever grateful for the experience. And yeah, it's beautiful. But anyways, I actually have to get ready to go to see this space today. But thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for all of it. And again, if there's one thing that I have learned from this whole past year and from the last time that I have talked to you guys, it is to trust and it is to surrender and it is to understand that you are truly, truly, truly always supported and that these ebbs and flows of life are just part of life. And to embrace them and to go through them and to give yourself grace and to give yourself patience and to give yourself love. Because at the end of the day, we all need love and especially self-love. So if you're going through a hard time right now, if you are in the midst of a bout of depression or some type of mental illness, if you are going through a really tough time, a divorce, a trauma, anything and everything, or if you're not, just understand that you are loved, you are enough, you are doing the best that you can with what you are given, and that is always, always, always enough. I love you. Have a fabulous rest of the day. I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. I would love to hear from you guys, so if you could leave me a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama, or you could visit my website at www.oracleinsightmama.com. Thank you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.